Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Apostasy and prosperity. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. One of the most tragic movements in Christendom today teaches that God promises to make each Christian prosper in material wealth. Suffice it to say, the Bible teaches no such thing, as seen in our text and elsewhere, but this false teaching is not new and is associated with apostasy. Consider chapters 17 and 18 of the book of Judges, which describe a period of rampant apostasy and confusion. The chapters provide character sketches of an itinerant Levite, the tribe of Dan, and a man named Micah. First, we see that Micah steals 1,100 shekels of silver from his mother, who then places a curse on the unknown thief. Micah, fearing the curse, confesses the crime. His mother tries to lessen the curse by dedicating all the money to the Lord and converts 200 shekels into an idol. Micah places the idol with his others and consecrates his son as a priest, even though they are of the tribe of Ephraim. Later, he hires the Levite to be his priest and exclaims, "Now know I that the Lord will do me good, seeing I have a Levite to my priest." In the next chapter, spies of the Danites go to the priest for God's blessing on their efforts to find land that they can conquer. When the marauders return, they recruit the Levite to a more prosperous position. He joins them, having stolen Micah's idols, and establishes the tribal priesthood. Each one in this story was confident that God would bless them materially because they had the trappings of religion. The common denominator was greed. Their desire for personal prosperity led them to a prostitution of the true worship of God. But whenever religion is used to justify the love of money, it suffers degradation. You cannot serve God and mammon.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.